She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Hey, Mal. Good morning.
Hey, Mal.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. How you doing?
Good. Happy Cy-Hawk Friday.
Yes. Yeah. How excited are you?
I'm really excited this year.
Are you?
I really am. Yeah,
you seemed a little nervous to me. Just a couple of postings I saw on social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no? Okay, well, we're going to get to the Cy-Hawk game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't wanna,
the
I,
only thing I've seen Mal posting about is Nick Lachey being on Dancing with the Stars.
That is true.
You'll be the only person to tune in this season now.
Come on, Nick Lachey's got the moves.
Well, I'd say his wife might tune in, but she's also on the show. They shouldn't have done that. He might have gotten, you know, they might have gotten three viewers this year.
And like that, Colleen has hijacked a football segment.
Sorry.
That's
right.
He's very bitter against Nick Lachey. What did he ever do to you, Colleen? he's my, like, him and Anthony Rizzo are the guys that, they're like my dream besties.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Got it.
Yes. Okay. No offense taken.
I've noticed.
Jeez, now you're offended.
You're kind of partial with them. Okay, let's get to tonight's 50th meeting in the regular season, anyway, between Dowling and Valley. We have, of course, the four-time defending champs, Dowling, top-ranked again, and third-ranked Valley playing each other at Valley Stadium. Tonight...
This game is the, you know, everybody hates them bowl except people that go or the group for Dowling and Valley. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
But they're always good. I mean, when I was in high school, they couldn't pull off a state championship for me, you know, Dowling. But now they pull off four in a row, even without Ryan Boyle, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, now who's bitter?
Yes, I am bitter. Everything always happens like... I won't get into it, but I bet I could have been paid to play sports now.
Always a day late and a dollar short.
Right.
That's right. Now I just don't get paid to talk about them. It's even better. But early in the season here, Dowling and Valley are both 2-0. They almost always come into this game undefeated early in the season. And Dowling's got a senior quarterback by the name of Blake Clark that intrigues me, but we'll only get to see the kid for a year, you know, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's like from what I've seen and read, the guy he's like knows the game. He has a lot of knowledge of the game. He's very efficient. He can run. He's just, it sounds like he's like a calming force that just drives that offense. And the defense has a lot of faith in him, too. I saw some interviews with a couple of the players that believe in him, and apparently, you know, I just really think that I think he's a little better than everybody expected him to be. So that's kind of a cool thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And their running back, Jason Murray, he has already run for 7 touchdowns this year. So
only 7?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Jeez. That was like Kareem Hunt from last night.
Right.
I mean, I'm not good at math, but he's on pace for 1,000.
I should have had him on my fantasy team.
Yes.
Well, he's still available. I might have to grab him. But the Maroons have won 54 out of their last 56 games, and they're averaging 42 points a game.
Wow.
Now, Valley, on the other hand, is averaging 26 points a game, but they've had some good wins against Waukee and Bettendorf.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Lombardi has been off to Michigan State, so who did they find to replace him? Bo Lombardi. His little brother. I'm like, who are these parents? I need to have beers with them. They have the coolest names. And if they have any more kids, I need someone to call in and tell you guys. I need to know their names. And I hope to God there's got to be a Thor or somebody in there.
There's a Sunshine, right?
and he looks like, I saw his picture. He's a real surfer dude, too.
Yeah.
I think he has a little better hair than his brother. So we'll give him that edge. I appreciate the good hair. but it sounds like he started out a little shaky in the first game, and then he turned it up a notch last week because their running back, Juvon Mason, who's a stud, got hurt, rolled his ankle last week.
Out.
So, Bo played a little tight end last year with a couple touchdowns. I don't know what game he got in. There's a guy walking up here right now that's kind of scared me in the Panera parking lot.
Is it Pennywise? Okay. Is it Pennywise?
He's probably like, why is that? Okay. Anyway,
let us know if we need to call 911.
I will. Actually is concerning.
Okay.
But anyway, Juvon Mason is not going to play tonight. I think that's going to be huge. And from everything I've seen and everything I've read and the little highlights that I watched, Dowling is just a machine that's just not going to stop. And I'm really proud to be a Maroon, I have to say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can tell. So, yep. I can tell.
All right. I am. It's the only team I ever root for that, you know, really can get it done. Well, except the Cubs.
But, and it took a while for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that took just a titch.
It's just a while.
But I think Blake Clark and the Maroons are going to go and go into Valley Stadium, and I think they're going to win by at least 2 touchdowns over Valley tonight.
All right. Wow.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, winner 2.5.